And we are back. This is Reasonable Sanity Podcast. I am Jayad, and today's show is going to be an interesting one with the Don't Hang Up Yet trilogy. What is that? Well, when making Reasonable Sanity Podcast, a lot of things had to go right for me to consider posting it as an interview. Basically, the guest needed to stick around long enough to engage with two or three callers, do the fake weird commercial, and then engage with another two or three more callers before we did some kind of a silly ending to it. Out of the 50 interviews we did in the call-in show format, only three times did we get hung up on and I considered it unusable because it didn't have an ending. Well, I changed my mind and I'm glad I did, because these three funny interviews that I get hung up on were great, and I've never posted them before. Up first is from 2001, when we interviewed a man named Arnie Wexler. Arnie is the author of a book called All Bets Are Off: Losers, Liars, and Recovery from Gambling Addiction. The funny thing about Arnie's interview is he was late for it. He never answered when we called him and started calling us back. When we took the call, I acted like I was unhappy about his tardiness, and we certainly were missing the point of his book the whole time, so it was funny for sure. Enjoy.
Okay, we got a call coming back from Arnie Wexler.
Yes.
He's metaphysical guy?
No, he's the gambler.
Okay. Hi, Reasonable Sanity Podcast. Is this Arnie?
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. We're actually doing a live show right now. Can we bring you in on the phone line?
I'm sorry?
Can I bring you in on the phone line?
Oh, thank you. I didn't hear that list.
We're doing an interview show podcast machine, and we'd like to bring you on the air to be on our show right now. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, get ready. Here we go. I'm going to bring him on the air, and he'll introduce you.
I'm sorry.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
And that's the thing that I just don't get, folks, is when you tell people, yes, I'll be there, then you be there.
Hey, Ryan. Ryan, line 7's on the air. Line 7's here. Arnie.
Okay. Line 7.
Sorry to interrupt.
All right, we got a great guest coming up next. We're going to talk about gambling, the effects of it, and the best ways to make sure that you're not an addict. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back. This is Reasonable Sanity Podcast. I am your host, Ryan Token, and with me today is a gambling expert. His name is Arnie Wexler. Welcome, Arnie. Welcome. Thank you for being on Reasonable Sanity Podcast. How are you tonight?
Thank you. I'm sorry about what happened there. I'm happy to be with you.
No problem. You know, I would be a fool to bet that you would be on time, but it's okay because that's just the way it goes, and we just keep rolling with the punches, Arnie. I've read some of your material. I've watched a couple of your interviews. I know the kind of fellow you are, and things happen. So you're good in my book. So let me. You got a book called All Bets Are Off. What inspired this? In about 30 seconds or so, tell my audience what inspired this book.
I've been trying to do a book for 30 years, and I couldn't get a publisher. I had some great writers that wanted to do it with me. We couldn't get a publisher. I went out to California and did a workshop, and the guy that was there was a publisher. And after I did the workshop, he said, have you ever thought about doing a book? And that's how we got the book done.
It sounds like it makes sense to me. Just so my listeners know, if you have any questions that you want to ask Arnie, anything you want to know, it's askwexler@aol.com. So you could just go look him, you know, you could email him. He got all kinds of good information on gambling. You could buy the book, all that good stuff. So, Arnie, if you don't mind, I'd like to go to my listeners. I know I have some gamblers in my audience, and certainly I have some people who've had issues with gamblers and gambling. So I would like to go to them really quick and just take a question or two, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
All right. Looks like we got one on line 3. Line 3, go ahead.
Hey, Arnie, it's Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to know if you wanted to maybe make a bet with me that fucking story you just told about making your book was the most boring story ever. Huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Rachel, if you're going to call into my show, you don't have to respect me. I know you guys all treat me like dirt. You call me for the pile of crap I am, and I'm fine with that. But what I really want from you is a little respect for my guest, okay? All
right, fuck this guy.
Okay,
fuck
I'm hanging up on her. I'm sorry about that, Ryan and Arnie.
Sorry about that.
I've hung up on her, so she can't say anything now. She's off the line.
I've done a lot of radio shows, and you always get somebody like that.
It's a good thing I got her
off the line and she can't talk.
Oh, somebody like that. Fuck piece of shit, Arnie.
Crap, I messed up, Ryan. Ryan, I'm sorry.
I can't let go of two and not that hers. Okay. Looks like we got another one online. Is it fixed, Carol? Did you fix the problem?
I think I got rid of her. She's gone for sure this time.
Let's go to line one. Line one. What's the question?
And that line four, she's definitely gone now.
Yeah, how you doing there, Arnie?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? So I wanted to run this past you because you got a lot more experience than I do. So I have a scheme for when I go out and I do my betting. I like to play roulette, pretty much exclusively just roulette. And what I like to do to make sure that I win in the end, I like to put $10,000 on black and then $10,000 on red, and then that way I'm guaranteed to win and I come out ahead in the end.
Sounds like a sure bet.
What do you think about my technique?
I think you're gambling with your brain.
What do you mean with my brain? I don't understand. I'm gambling with U.S. dollars.
Okay, go to the next person.
Sometimes I like to gamble with the Canadian money because of the exchange rates, and I get a little bit better. I get a little more money.
Oh yeah, play the currencies. Yep, I go ahead. I endorse that.
Yeah, and since you were no help to me at all, there, Arnie, go fuck yourself. All right.
Hey. Oh,
I'm from Brooklyn, Carol. Bitch. I'm from Brooklyn, tribey, bitch.
Okay, Carol. I'm hanging up on him. I'm hanging up.
Sorry about that, Arnie. We got another squirrely.
I definitely got him off the line.
Okay. Hey, we're going to go to an ad real quick.
You didn't disconnect me, you bitch. I'm still here.
Nope.
All right, Carol, go ahead. Arnie, we're going to run this ad, and then we'll go. And sorry about that. We'll
two beauties.
All right. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Ryan Tokin from Reasonable Sanity Podcast. I'm here to tell you I created my own multi-level marketing venture that takes the excitement of investing in cryptocurrency to the next level. Let me introduce you to Cactus Coin. And I know what you're thinking. Ryan, how is this any different than Bitcoin? And how can we trust you after you said the Wall Street Bets folks would give in? First, Cactus Coin grows along with your excitement. And second, I still think the Wall Street Bet folks will fold any day now. Hold firm, Kenny. You got this. Here, let me explain how it works. You buy a Cactus Coin at that day's fair market value. Then you go tell 10 of your friends what you did. But you gotta tell them with like pure excitement. I mean, really sell the idea to them that this thing's gonna grow. Then those 10 friends will get excited and buy that same Cactus Coin you bought and then tell 10 of their friends. Finally, through a complex process called artificial inflation, your Cactus Coin will grow in value. Now, I know what you're saying to yourself, but wait, Ryan, isn't this a pyramid scheme shuttled between capitalism and currency? Yes. Yes, it is. The whole thing is a tower of cards just waiting for the lightest of wind to topple it to the ground. But that's why you must act today and buy as many Cactus Coin as you can possibly afford before the opportunity's just gone forever. If you want your friends to refer to you as Diamond Hands or congratulate you with ape grunts as you count your piles of cash, then call 616-420-6969. Again, call 616-420-6969. Oh yeah. So call me today and let's get all hot, wet, and crypto over the phone, baby.
And we are back, Reasonable Sanity Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Tokin. With me is gambling expert, knows everything there is about gambling, Arnie Wexler. Arnie, thanks for being on. I just want to say that, what do you think of the crypto world? I am pushing an investment into this weird crypto thing really hard. What do you think? Is it a good bet?
Oh, no.
Call back. And then throw Hillock in right after we, because he's
okay.
Did I yell at people?
Matt, can you leave Arnie a message, please? Our Arnie needs talking to.
Yes.
Please leave your message for.
Go, Matt. Arnie!
Hey, Arnie! You piece of shit! Pick up your phone! No wonder you're a fucking loser. You don't pick up your phone to be on a podcast to sell your book.
Yeah.
You fucking dump. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You left Carol in a lurch on Thanksgiving.
And I'm out of wine.
Jesus.
All right, I love you, Arnie.
Come over here for a drink, kid.
I actually love you. Goodbye. I should have said I loved you.
All right, so
I'm having fucking tears over
here. Hey! Hey, Matt.
Hey. Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Happy Thanksgiving.
So as you can see, we tried pretty hard to make this one a keeper, but in the end, Arnie cut his losses and went home to break even. As for me, well, I have this half-completed interview with Matt Hillock screaming down his voicemail at the end, so I'd call that a win in my book. Anyways, this next interview also took place in 2001, and it's one of those weird out-of-the-box theme ideas I get, but it just fell a little short of working. The concept here is Reasonable Sandy Podcast is hiring a show editor, and, well, Ryan only knows how to interact with other humans if he's interviewing them on his podcast, so it's just like this bizarre encounter more than anything. Although it certainly did get some laughs, not even the interviewer, Nora, was willing to stick through the whole thing, but I sure hope you do. Enjoy!
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hello, Nora? Nora, hello, it's hello? Carol. Mm-hmm. I work for Ryan Tolkien. He, was looking to hire someone for audio editing. Oh my goodness, you have little doggies, don't you?
Yeah, I'm so nice here, I'm so sorry. And I don't have my headphone right now, I'm so sorry.
I hear them barking. They're so cute. Arf, 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 arf. I'm going to bark back at him. Well, anyway, he's wanting to do a quick job interview with you. Can I put him on the phone?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, what?
Sure.
Yes, what? Huh? May I please transfer Ryan Tolkien over to you? All right, Ryan, I'm handing Ryan the phone.
Okay.
Because that dog is getting on my nerves. Just a minute, please. Oh, he's an eccentric. He does interviews like podcasts. I'm sorry about this. This is just what he does.
Good evening.
It's okay, it's okay.
Good evening and welcome to Reasonable Sanity Podcast job interview for audio editor. I'm Ryan Tolkien. I'm host of Reasonable Sanity Podcast. And with me for the interview, I have Nor. Welcome, Nor.
Hello. Welcome. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah. Now, tell me a little bit about your experiences. Do you know how to make the machines go, or do you have issues with making machines go?
No, I don't have. Basically, what my clients just do is just recording the audio. Just recording the audio and send the files to me, and then I'll do the rest for them.
Yeah, you just chop them up. Okay, so let me ask you something real quick. So you're responding to the ad I put out, but I put out a couple of ads. Can you tell me which ad it was? Can I play an ad for you, and you tell me if it's this ad you're responding to? Yes?
Yeah, I'm not sure because I think I've got your contact info from the just by doing my research about.
Yes.
I mean, by searching podcasters, and I've got your contact info from your websites, and then I tried to contact you.
Okay.
Just in case you're looking for an audio editor.
You tell me if this is what you heard. I'm going to make it go. I'll be right back. I'll make it go and let you listen. Ready? Go. Here.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Ryan Tolkien from Reasonable Sandy Podcast, and I have a job opportunity for you. Do you love to hear sounds with your ears? Do you like to use sound effects like and or even...
Oh, God, damn.
Are you a hard worker that can make the machines go? Then Reasonable Sandy Podcast might be the next big career move for you. With great pay and Cobra benefits, you will have food nightly, But to experience the greatness that is Reasonable Sanity Podcast, you must ask yourself, will I make the machines go? Back to you, Ryan.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. So, Nor, tell me, will you make the machines go?
Yeah, yes, yes, exactly.
Yes? Okay, perfect. That will take me to phase two of the interview. Ready for phase two? Questions. Okay. I have questions, and you answer the questions. Ready?
Yeah, sure.
Editing ends with what letter?
Letter G.
Correct. All right, looks like we're going to go to line one. Line one, what's
your
question?
Line one's ready, Ryan. Line one's ready.
All right, line one, what's your question
for the ball.
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
Nor, go ahead.
Nor? Her name is Nor. Her name is Nor, caller.
She left.
Okay.
She peaced out.
Well, that went about as good
as possible. That's probably for the best, because I was going to ask her about Peck Peck.
Yeah, that's probably for the best then there, Dwight, for sure. Well, good luck in your future ventures, Nor. And if you ever need a professional recommendation, I would gladly tell your future employer you are too smart to let Dwight the janitor sexually harass you in a fake job interview.
I like those rices.
And finally, over the years, Reasonable Sanity Podcast has had on a whole lot of different psychics and mystics who've claimed to have all sorts of different types of powers. But in 2024, we did an interview with a secret government psychic seer named the Amazing Robin. She was someone on this whole nother level. Not only can she see how the world ends, but she can also shoot a rifle accurately at 2,000 yards. I honestly think she might be Dr. Richard London's sister, or even Dr. London himself.
We're really in a world of reasonably insanity rather than sanity.
Anyway, enjoy!
Yes, hello, it's Robin.
Hey there, is this the Amazing Robin?
It sure is.
Oh my goodness, it's so good to talk to you. This is Carol from the Reasonable Sanity Podcast.
Yes, hi Carol, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic.
That's great to hear. So Ryan's doing his show right now, and I can go ahead and patch you on through. It's live right now. We're on his Patreon.
Oh, it's going to be live?
Yeah, oh yeah, it's live.
How's my audio sounding to you?
Oh, you
Does
sound,
it sound
you
okay because I'm on my...
You actually sound like 10 times better than Ryan Tolkien.
Perfect. Okay, good, because I'm using my my headset.
Okay, great. Well, I'm going to go ahead and patch you through to the show. I think he's getting ready to announce that you're going to be here.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, just a minute.
So, yeah, super excited about this. It's the first official RyanCon meetup. It's going to be off the hook. You can come meet me, $25 for a small chat and a picture. Carol's only charging $5 for a picture with her, so that's pretty cool. And, yeah, we get the concerns that RyanCon is piggybacking off the International Mr. Leather competition, better known as IML. But we can assure you there will be nothing indecent regardless of whatever kind of protests that you're hearing about. But more on that later. I'm just really excited to make that announcement. So anyways, up next, we are going to talk to an amazing person right after this. And we are back. I'm Ryan Tolkien. This is Reasonable Sanity Podcast. Tonight, we have a very special guest. She's amazing, one could say. She's a seer for high-level government officials for, you know, stuff she probably can't talk too much detail about, but it's all in preparation of futuristic catastrophic events. She has an unmatched ability to detect the past, the present, and the future. Plus, this is a cool thing about her. She's also a crack shot sniper. I'd like to welcome to the show the Amazing Robin. Welcome to the show, Robin.
Hi, Ryan. How are you? I'm excited.
Great. Yeah, I'm very excited to have you on, too. For anybody who wants to know, you can learn more about Robin at theamazingrobin.com. But first, and most importantly, I wanted to ask you, how's the success of RyanCon Meetup going to be?
You're a little nervous about what? It cut out.
I said I'm a little bit nervous because we're about to do our very first RyanCon meetup. So first and foremost, I need to know, is that going to be a success?
Okay, well, for me to tell you how much of a success it's going to be, you have to tell me what your definition of success is.
That, you know, a bunch of my fans show up and, you know, praise me in the show. And
are we looking for 100? Are we looking for 1,000? What's the number here? And I'll tell you how close you are.
I tell you what, I wouldn't be happy for anything less than 250.
Okay, hang on. I'll test and see. Yeah, then your level of success is correct. So I'm getting over 300.
Oh, man. I am very excited about that. And I guess, after that, because that's the most important thing to me, that this isn't going to be a waste of my time, as you can imagine.
Absolutely.
What are you telling the government? What is the future of humanity? If you could give me like a 30-second spew of what you've shared with the governments.
Well, governments, for good and for bad, some have really good intentions and some of them do not. So I don't share equally the same amount of information with everybody. But what I will say, and what I said a few years back before COVID happened, I sent a text message to all my clients and my students, and I said, we're about to have a small earthquake in Utah, and then something's going to happen where it shuts down the whole entire world, and I don't know what this is exactly. But whatever this is, it's practice for what's really coming.
Oh, wow. That's grim. That's grim.
And for what's really coming...
Real quick, I'd like to go ahead and go to one of my Patreons. Line 9, you're on the air. Let me first ask you, you coming to RyanCon?
Oh, you bet your ass, man.
Nice, nice. What's your question for the Amazing Robin?
So I read part of your book, and like, so yeah, you like predicted COVID, right?
COVID and many earthquakes, yes.
Oh, wow. So how did you know about the earthquakes, though?
So I get it several different ways. Usually I'll get a vision or a prophetic dream. But for me to know that it's valid or real, I have to have 3 different confirmations of events that happened today that I wouldn't know about and that I can confirm.
How did you know which parts, though, like of the world, like from the vision?
I see it very specifically.
Ah, okay.
So I get very detailed kind of stuff.
And so your new book's about the government and stuff? Like, so what's going to happen? What are they going to do?
Well, some governments are going to use things for good, and they're going to take it, and then some of them are going to use catastrophic events for their advantage. So they use remote viewers just like myself, and some of them are going to try to do the greater good, and some of them will use them for the advantage for more population control, more worldwide agenda.
When you have these visions, are they through your perspective, or are you like, you know, is it like third person perspective?
Both. So typically if I have a vision of a future event, I will see it in a series. I'll see it from 3 to 4 different angles. I'll see it on the news. I'll see it as I'm watching it in a third party.
So like 4D?
Yes.
Kind of like that movie Interstellar?
Kind of, yes, actually. That's a great example.
Look at that. The caller got it figured out. Okay, looks like we got another one on line 5. Line 5, you're on with the Amazing Robin. What is your question?
Oh my God. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
Hi. I have one of those names too. Like, well, that could be a man name or a lady name. Do people ever call you a Mr. Robin?
Yes, it happens. And also my Robin is spelled with a Y, not an I.
Okay. That wasn't my question. I was just trying to make conversation.
Robin, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello, Robin?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Robin, are you there still?
Ryan, Robin's still here. What's the matter?
Oh, I couldn't hear. I all of a sudden, yeah, there was something. Did you hit a button over there?
Nope, I could hear you just fine.
Carol, we need to be a little more professional, please.
I'm always professional. You always yell at me.
Okay, so did you hear the caller's question, Robin?
Oh, that wasn't my question. Robin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What's your question?
Oh, okay. So I have a new boyfriend and we were going to go to one of those fairs. And I was wondering if he's going to finger bang me like Mark Wahlberg did in that one sweet movie. You know what I'm talking about?
Are these the kind of fans that you have, Ryan?
No.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know what you mean. She was asking about a movie. I'm not sure the question.
You should definitely disconnect with the caller.
Oh, okay. Carol?
I'm hanging up on her.
Was something inappropriate said and I missed it? I apologize.
I don't know. Maybe this lady you have on is just kind of uppity.
Okay.
But we have another caller, though. looks like.
Okay.
She's a prude. That's what she is.
Oh, man, we hung up on you.
Carol, you got to disconnect the caller. Robin, I am so sorry. If you heard something inappropriate, all I heard is something about a Mark Wahlberg movie. I apologize.
Listen, I do lives all the time, so we always get some crazies that join on.
We'll edit that out.
Carol, those are supposed to be all Patreon people. So, Carol, go ahead and line somebody else up. We're going to do our quick little, it's less than 2 minute commercial break. So, if you could hold tight just for a second, Robin, we'll be right back after this.
New from RNG Television, the network that brought you award-winning reality programming such as I Drive a Truck, Candid Corn Down, My Nephew is a Sheriff, and Real Housewives of Roy, New Mexico, comes a new reality series about the largest medical professional in the Midwest, Dr. Gary, Thousand Pound Doctor.
I'm Dr. Gary, the 1,000 Pound Doctor. I'm here to help you stay happy, healthy, and hefty.
Go inside the exam room with Dr. Gary. If you can fit, he takes up the entire room.
I dropped my stethoscope. Can somebody hand it to me?
Dr. Gary isn't afraid to ask the tough questions.
How many pounds of tater tots do you eat on a normal day?
And he tells it like it is.
We got the results of your mayonnaise test back. Unfortunately, your numbers are on the low side. Don't be afraid of the mayonnaise. Dip your whole fist into the jar if you have to.
Believe it or not, he's a real doctor.
I got my medical degree from Phoenix Online, and I weigh 1,000 pounds. BLTs and tuna melts aren't just for breakfast. You can have them any time of the day.
Dr. Gary specializes in the newly developed field of body fat maximization. Let's hear what some of his patients have to say.
I'm a big guy. I'm big and fat and stuff. I'm fat. I just love food.
I'm going to write you a prescription for 6 chimichangas. I want you to go to Chi-Chi's and get it filled as soon as possible.
Oh my God. Does Dr. Gary always clutch his chest, turn blue, and then collapse like that? Don't worry about him. He's a medical doctor.
I weigh 1,000 pounds.
And we are back. I'm Ryan Token. This is Reasonable Sanity Podcast. With us right now, we have the seer, the amazing Robin. Welcome, amazing Robin.
Hi.
So when you're getting these visions, are they like, call it looking at pictures, or is it, are you seeing kind of a combination of like pictures and feelings?
I'm seeing more like a video. I'm seeing the event as if it's playing right in front of me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, that's different than like when people have a little bit of intuition. You know what I mean? That's a lot deeper. Looks like we got a caller on line 7. Line 7, what's your question for the amazing Robin?
Oh, hey, Robin, I'm super fascinated by this whole SEER program. Have you ever done seeing work for the military?
Yes.
Oh, man, that is so cool. I bet you can't talk about it, and I won't make you talk about it. That's okay. I just want you to like imagine that you're in a parallel universe where everyone communicates through interpretive dance. How would you convey a prophecy about the future calamity through your dance moves?
I wouldn't.
Oh.
Okay, is there a reason, or is it just it doesn't make sense?
Like, do you just have 2 left feet? Is that your problem?
No, I would say I have 2 right feet, but I wouldn't want to misinterpret something that was that important.
That makes sense.
To chance that you're going to understand through movement.
But isn't talking and like telling us what you see, isn't that just like just as subjective as interpretive dance when you think of it?
No, it's not, because definitions of things on who I'm speaking to is very important to me. Just like Ryan has a definition of success. And so I would ask him what his definition is of success before I explained what success is going to happen in the future for him, so that I understand who I know, who I'm talking to.
Okay. Let's just do a little thing here. Where am I calling from?
I'm not a psychic, nor am I have permission to tap into you.
Yeah, that's different. That is different. If it was
permission, I permit you to tap away. Go ahead.
The permission has to be on both sides, right, Robin?
Yes, it does. And also, I'm not a trick pony psychic. What I do is very specialized. Mm-hmm. I tap into people. I can see why they're sick, why they have cancer. I can see why a company is failing. I can see why who's committing fraud or in catastrophic events in the past, current, and future. I don't do some bullshit woo-woo, you know, pick an envelope or what am I thinking? What color or number am I thinking? That's trick pony
stuff. Understand. I guess I had you misinterpreted. I think we'll come back to this whole fraud thing in a little bit, but over to you, Jihad. Ryan.
Oh, okay. Looks like we got another caller on line six. Line six, what's your question for the amazing Robin?
Yes, hello. Yes, I'm 84. My husband, he passed a year ago. Oh, dear.
We lost her.
Yeah, I guess try to call her back real quick.
She picked up and hung up.
Well,
I think that's a no.
Yeah. Well.
Miriam broke it.
I've done it again. I've done it again.
No, Miriam, you did not cause her to hang up. It was obviously because the Amazing Robin's magical seer powers kicked in right after Big Pete started laughing in her face while calling me the wrong name. Those powers obviously were not working too well for her when she traveled to RyanCon to do a quick head count for me. So basically, you're off the hook on this one, Miriam. But I'm still not going to your funeral.
Okay.
Well, folks, that's really all that we left on the editing room floor over the 4 years we were recording Reasonable Sandy Podcast. Outside that, we had a few guests that, you know, did like no shows, but rarely did we have somebody bail in the middle of a call and we weren't able to talk them back on to, you know, make the ending we wanted to make. And when you think about the silly concepts and situations we were putting people in, that's pretty damn impressive, really. But with an amazing cast of improv prank caller comedians like I had, I truly believed anything was possible. Listening back to some of the raw material, I was reminded how every cast member not only participated being like this unique caller, but they were also making suggestions on where to take the calls in the chat, who we should call back, and of course they all did voices for the 50 plus fake ads that we made to support all that nonsense. To say I couldn't have done it without you, that's just a complete understatement. I am thankful and proud of you all for what we've created together here. I truly believe we created something extremely unique and hilarious here. You won't find it anywhere else. And I hope you all look back on this fondly. I know I will. Well, folks, nothing left for me to do now but explain how I did it and why. But that'll be for the next video. Until then, this has been Reasonable Sandy Podcast. Good night, everyone.